Nou ja, dit is MD Gryling met Kronkelpad hier op 100.5. Nou ja, ons is bevoorregd om Mela Banza hier so te hee en haar africhter Jasper Venter van Penryn College. Nou, Penryn's preps Mela Banza recently returned from the SA National Aquatic Championships, where she participated in 6 events and made the finals in 4. Very impressive. In these, she won gold in 3 events, the 50-meter breaststroke, the 100-meter breaststroke, and 200-meter breaststroke for girls under 13. Mela also finished 5th in the 200-meter individual medley. She lost a little bit of stamina there, I would imagine. With us in the studio is Mela and our coach, and her coach Jasper Venter. Welcome to you both here at Radio Laafeld 105 FM.
Well, good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for having us.
Yes. Can I start with you, Mela? Did you expect to perform this well?
No, not really, because I thought I wasn't the fastest out of the other girls.
Oh, really? Now, how long have you been working with Coach Jasper to achieve this?
I've been working with him since age 7, but I started with UNISIM at age 4.
And how did you discover your talent in the pool? Did it come natural, or was it lots of training?
Well, my mom always thought it was important to learn how to swim from an early age. And then afterwards, I discovered I was good at it, and then I continued.
Okay, Jasper, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
What makes some swimmers better at certain strokes?
Well, for us as coaches, we always want to develop all 4 strokes. Mm. As kids get older, they tend to have a more dominant stroke. But yeah, like as they get older, those strokes might change just due to their physical power.
Mm.
So yeah, we're always looking as coaches to develop
yeah.
all 4 strokes. Just
yeah. And just she has to be good in all the strokes.
Well, yeah. Obviously with a breaststroke, she's the fastest 12-year-old in the country at the moment.
Goodness. Yeah.
But with the IM, she was right up there, so it shows some good improvement in all 4 strokes.
Mm-hmm. And Mema, how many hours do you train?
I train from 12 to 15 hours a week.
12 to 15 hours a week.
Yes.
Before school and after school, obviously, early mornings?
I sometimes do the early mornings, but it's rare I ever do them.
Oh, that's a long time, my goodness. 15 hours training. Good. Jasper, what kind of attributes or personality traits do you need to become a national champ?
Well, you need to have patience. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's also a lot of hard work.
Mm.
You need to be dedicated.
Yeah.
And then I would say the biggest one out of them all is just the love for the sport.
Yes,
If you don't have the love for the sport, then it's going to be very difficult to go any further and to produce great results. So
yeah.
It all comes down to the love of the sport. And then, yeah, swimming is also very good to teach you some time management skills.
Mm.
Like Mela has mentioned, she trains close to 12 to 14 hours a week. So in between that, she still needs to fit in all the schoolwork.
Mm. Goodness.
It's
tough on her.
Have time to mix with her friends. So
yeah.
it's a good sport to teach you time management skills. And, yeah.
Mela, how do you cope with all this? I mean, you know, you're a youngster, under 13. How do you cope with all this? It's really tough on you, must be.
Sometimes I have to make hard decisions whether I'd rather want to go swim or I'd want to go to a party or something.
To the movies or
yeah.
something. Discipline. It all boils down
to discipline.
That's all. So what is next, Jasper, for Mela? What is next for her? She's under 13.
So our season just finished now. Obviously, our next season will start shortly. So we first have to sit down. We have to plan for the next season. So those are short-term goals that we need to set out. And then for long-term, you know, there's Paris 2024 coming up. Mela might still be a little bit young for Paris 2024. And then there's the Commonwealth Games in 2026. But yeah, stranger things have happened, so we're not writing off 2024.
Yeah.
But I think Mela will be at the correct age and the correct age for Commonwealth 2026.
And those big events. You talk about big events. Are you ready for it, Mela?
I don't know.
Is it a bit overwhelming at this stage?
Yeah.
Well, you prove yourself in the pool. What is the favorite thing about swimming that you love?
My favorite thing would most probably be the competitions and also just meeting new people.
How do you feel when you get ready to jump into the water, when that pistol goes off? How do you feel? I mean, is it you're a very nervous kind of person or not?
Well, I just try to stay calm, and I remember the things that Jasper tells me I should do while I'm swimming.
Yeah, well, Jasper, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And very congratulations on all your achievements.
Thank you.
We are very impressed. Mpumalanga people are very impressed with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dit is dan Penderense Mela Banza en haar africhter Jasper Venter wat hier by ons 'n draai gemaak het. Thank you both for coming in to the studio.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck. Good luck with your training and your schoolwork, and you must find some time to party in between.